Hello and welcome. This is trustgodonly.com, and the title is The Grace of God. Praise God for His grace and being compassionate towards us. In Ecclesiasticus chapter 18, verse 7 to 14, what is man and what is his grace and what is his good? Or what is his evil? The number of the days of men at the most are 100 years. As a drop of water of the sea are they esteemed, and as a pebble of the sand, so are a few years compared to eternity. Therefore God is patient in them, and poureth forth his mercy upon them. He has seen the presumption of their heart, that it is wicked, and hath known their end, that it is evil. Therefore hath he filled up his mercy in their favor, and hath shown them the way of justice. Man is compassionate towards his neighbor, but the mercy of God is upon all flesh. He hath mercy, and teacheth, and correcteth, as a shepherd doth his flock. He hath mercy on him that receiveth the discipline of mercy, and that maketh haste in his judgments. God is compassionate and full of mercy. Man's time on earth is short, but eternity is forever. God is compassionate towards us because he knows what we are up against. He is patient with us. He is slow to anger because of his compassion and love for us. He corrects us like a good parent corrects their children, with love. God is either going to discipline us or punish us. Discipline or punishment. Discipline is when one receives it with joy and corrects themselves. But punishment is for those that continue to reject what is righteous. They continue to rebel against God and not accept the mercy of God. It's hard to live without the grace of God. Man is easily influenced by the things of the world because of all that it offers. God gave us instructions on how to live so that we can escape from being corrupted, from being slaves to the worldly things. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to teach us and show us the way back to God, so that we will not die, but have everlasting eternal life. So many want what this world has to offer and reject what God is offering. The world can only offer things that are temporary, but what God offers will last for eternity. Do we not seek happiness in our lives? And happiness for our children? God can provide joy and happiness that will be with you permanently, forever. You don't have to wait till you die to receive this happiness. You can acquire it here. What we do here is going to have a huge impact on what happens on Judgment Day. So, love God with all you have, and accept His disciplines and corrections. Learn from them. Love one another as God loves you. Be thankful for the grace of God.